views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
I just said that.
We welcome you back twice.
Yes, we want you to come back twice. Anyway, how are you guys? We're so happy that you're back. And we have a lot to talk about, right, Artie?
Of course. When do we don't have a lot to talk about?
I know.
Now, you want to know something? When I went away on vacation, it really, like, rejuvenated me.
You know something I was going to say? You look like a new person.
It rejuvenated me. I needed that break. And it was interesting.
You look, you got your color back.
I got my mojo back.
You were like teetering out.
What was interesting that when I left for California, I only got like one or two calls the entire time. The day I came back, all of a sudden my phone started to ring again. Yeah. People calling up for readings or parties
or
whatever.
That's why I love spirit.
It was like, it was unbelievable. It's like, all right, Artie's off. And it's like literally maybe one or two people called me up and it was like not a big deal.
It's because our spirit guides know when we need a break, know when we need to go full force, know when we need to go on half speed. They really do take care of us.
And I wasn't worried at all. I was thrilled at the fact that I could just veg out, sleep late, not worry about jack crap. So it was a pleasure.
Tell me about some of the different types of food they have in California that they don't have here.
Mexican.
Really?
No. What do you mean? What kind of foods? No, it's the same food. It's just the quality.
Because, like,
it's the same.
Like when you go to Philly, you have a Philly cheesesteak, right?
Yeah. California pizza, but you get that here too. You know, like I said, it's just the quality of whatever it is. Oh, although I got to tell you, there's this one pizza place in San Francisco that we went to. Brick oven pizza. Oh, my God. And my brother and I split a small pizza.
Yeah.
I could have easily gone for another one, but I didn't want
to
like overly kill
my
stomach.
I'm saying to myself, is he kidding me? Does he realize who he's talking to? He is the king of pizza.
I love pizza.
The man can eat it
and hamburgers.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, along with a hamburger. You should make a hamburger pizza.
Yeah.
You'd be in heaven.
No, I don't like to mishmash certain combinations with.
I guess.
Like, I'll give you an example.
Don't like your peas to touch your carrots.
Right. I love my grilled cheese sandwiches. I love the cheese on my pizza. I don't like straight up cheese just to have cheese. That's not me. I love my pizza burgers. I do not like cheeseburgers. I do not like cheese on my salads.
Or eggs. I can't.
I don't like the cheese on the – right. It's like there are certain things I just keep separate.
Yeah.
You know, and I only – and I love ketchup more than life itself, but only on my hamburgers and french fries. Anything else, forget about putting it on the eggs. It ain't happening. You know, I did that in my yesteryears when I was younger, and then I got sick of it. I couldn't do it anymore.
I hear you. There's certain things that I don't like any of my food touching.
Right.
That's crazy, right? I don't like when the meat touches the vegetables.
Really? Are we still talking about food?
I didn't say when the surf
and
turf, okay?
Get your meat over there. Don't let them touch my vegetables.
Do not put your steak near my lobster.
Unbelievable.
No, there are certain things that I also feel the same way. Like, I love yogurt. I love yogurt. And there's only one yogurt I love.
Chocolate.
No. Plain Faye yogurt.
What's a Faye yogurt?
It's the name of a brand. It's a brand. F-A-G-E.
Well, what flavor?
Plain.
Just what's plain?
It has no flavoring in it.
What do you mean no flavor? What is it? That's like, I want an Italian ice, no flavoring, just the ice.
That's exactly. It's plain.
That's basically what you said.
That's exactly what I mean. It's plain It's plain. It's not even vanilla.
I thought I was boring with just vanilla. So I'll go into Baskin Robbins. There's 1,001 flavors. I'll have vanilla with hot fudge.
That's me. That's me. Don't take me to a place where there's more than 3 choices, because I will sit there for an hour and a half contemplating. At the end, I will get vanilla.
And I love Häagen-Dazs. I love the vanilla chocolate chip. I am obsessed with vanilla chocolate.
Yes, that is so good.
I do. I love it. I love it on the sugar cone. And I only need the one scoop.
I have good news.
Sometimes too much ice, too much of one thing is too much. Too much is too much.
Yeah. I have some really, really, really good news. Today, folks, is a monumental day for me. I remembered the recipe to the ice cube. I remembered H2O. The recipe. And I have ice now. All these years, the ice maker was broken. Remember?
Yeah, of course.
Guess what?
What?
The man finally found a way to rig up a system to connect my refrigerator to the brace, to the ice maker, so that I can have ice again, because they no longer make that brace.
Mazel tov.
Thank you so much. This is a very monumental day, because now I don't have to tell people anymore I forgot the recipe to make ice.
She's crazy,
that,
folks.
Da-dum-dum. I will have a glass of water with an ice cube. Now, that's really, it's important, because I love ice.
I love ice with my drink. I need to have ice with my drinks. Like, so you know, like I'm not a big water drinker. I don't like to drink water. But when I have it with ice, I could drink water like it's nobody's business.
That's
love cold freezing ice. And especially with beer, too.
Yeah.
I love cold beer, especially on a hot day. On a hot day, it's like heaven.
And when I drink black coffee, that's all I drink is black coffee. I don't put any sugar in it.
Black coffee in bed. Squeeze wrote a song about that.
Yeah?
Black coffee in bed. Great song by Squeeze.
Well, I drink black coffee, but I put ice in it.
Right.
Not to make it hot, not to make it real cold, like iced coffee, but just to take that really, like, burn, scald your tongue and lose your
juice. See, I can't stand it. See, when I'm having hot tea, like, you know, first of all.
You drink nuclear tea.
Yeah. No, you go to the Wawa or the 7-Eleven or one of those places, and you put the hot water in the cup with the tea where you can't even hold it with your hands.
Right.
And then you're paying them for this hot scalding water that you need a little cover on the cup. So you don't burn your hands, and then you drink it down your throat.
A blister esophagus.
And I still don't give up the information. I'm still not giving up the information.
Right.
You know, but what I do is I put a couple of things of ice in it just to tone
that's
down.
What I do.
You know,
yes.
And it makes it drinkable.
Yeah.
But what I do is, see, like you have the round cover with the little point.
Yes.
See, I can't do that. I need to like slurp it where it's more spread out with the slurping of the hotness, because if I try to
distribute
the heat, but if I try to slurp the hot coffee or chocolate, whatever it is, in that little from that little hole, it's extremely intense. It's
of
a pinpoint
course.
Intense. So that's why I don't drink my tea or hot chocolate. I don't drink coffee with just that little round thing. I have to have it wide open so that I could just slurp it ever so slowly.
Yeah, so it actually spreads the heat around
rather than
intensifies it more.
Right, and then the air naturally cools it down a little bit, and then it becomes perfect temperature for me to woof that baby down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I wish I had a nice cup of hot coffee with ice cubes in it now.
There you go. Pretty soon I'm going to be –
Where else are you going?
I am going with February.
Let's tell them about Sunday.
All right. Go ahead. Tell them about Sunday.
Sunday we will be at
Sky and I are going to be at a Mind, Body, and Spirit convention.
In
Atlantic City. You want to know something? I don't have the exact place for them, but if you go to ArtieHoffman.com and press on events – you will be able to see Sky and I doing our readings, and this is an extreme special. When I tell you, we never ever charge this little.
Yeah.
We're doing it strictly for the program that you're able to get us for $10 for 10 minutes.
And it's for charity.
And yes. And so, you know, we're going to be donating a part of our proceeds. So it's not a big deal. So, but any case, so if you want to meet Sky and I in person.
If you want to meet the voice behind the body or the body behind the voice.
Right. There you go.
Come and see us. And where is this?
Well, I have to look at it. I have to look at the place. You would think that we would know, but we got so many things going on. I have to take a look. But, you know, after our next break, we will check it out.
Yeah. See, we need to be pointed in the right direction.
So.
See, we're like that, too. We need to be pointed in the right direction. Just tell us where to go and show up and we'll be there.
Yeah. Well,
because there's so much going on in our lives.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. So anyway, so we were asked to be a part of this special program and in Atlantic City. And so it's a mind, body and spirit. And Sky and I, believe me, this is not our prices.
No.
They asked us if we would be kind enough to only charge $10 for 10 minutes.
And it's kind of like a draw for them, actually.
Right. And so, you know, we said, you know what? This is a part of our giving.
Yes.
This is a part of our giving. So we said, all right, what the heck?
We'll do it for charity.
You know?
And I don't want to blow your whistle or blow my whistle either. But when they hear that we're going to be there together, it's kind of a draw for them.
Yeah.
A lot more people come because we're well known.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like a,
it's a win-win situation.
It is. I'm happy that we can help them by giving them that time and donating to them.
And we're going
to
have a cool booth.
Absolutely. I'm going to meet a lot of great people, as we always do.
We're very approachable. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
And so, and then you'll meet our assistant, Alona, who will be taking
you're going to love Alona.
Your emails and names and numbers and all that other good stuff. And if you want to have a party with Sky and I, you could book us also privately, you know, for any parties that you're having too. So it's a lot of fun, you know, and this is another reason why I love doing what we're doing, because, you know, even though it could be serious, but it's also, we do a lot of fun events.
Yes, we do.
And we help out a lot of people, and it's fun to see everyone's expression. And
they go, oh my God, you're Sky, you're Artie?
Oh my God, yeah.
I says, no, he's Sky, I'm Artie.
You got it all mixed up, lady.
What are you doing to us?
What are you doing to us? All right, everyone. Well, listen, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
1, 2, 3. Good luck.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We really didn't have to die to go to heaven. Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you truth in your eyes, saying you never leave me. The touch of a hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at
All right, welcome back, everybody. And I just love that song. It's such a serene, beautiful song. And it makes me feel really good when I hear that song. It's soothing. There's a peacefulness to it. And you want to know something? You know you're in a really good relationship when you could just sit there, whether it be in the car with somebody or you're sitting in the same room and you're doing your thing without having to say any words and just feel comfortable just by relaxing in silence and not always feeling like you have to fill the room up with noise.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's so soothing. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, like I said, you know you're in a good relationship when you could feel really comfortable just enjoying being in someone else's company, or you're just in your own zone or la-la land. What's frustrating is like when you want to stay in your own la-la land and the other person won't shut the hell up. That's a problem. You know?
I think that was directed towards me.
No, it wasn't. Honestly, it wasn't.
I know. I'm teasing you.
There was this one time. So, I had a funny moment. My brother and I, we were waiting, along with our other relatives. We were waiting to get seated at a restaurant. We were waiting outside.
It's so cool that you have relatives out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very cool. And so, and my nephew and his wife just had a baby, baby Sky.
Yes,
baby Sky.
Right.
She's adorable. She's got these little Chinese eyes and stuff like that.
Me.
Yeah, really beautiful.
How beautiful.
And
that was very, very beautiful. She named her Sky.
Sky Lee. Yeah,
beautiful.
Sky Lee. And it's
Sky Rose.
Yeah, the way she spells it is SKAI.
Okay.
All right. And they just randomly, I said, how did you pick it? He says, we just randomly picked it. You know, just.
They saw my picture and they said, oh, yes, definitely.
Well, the funny thing is, I said to him, I said, well, if it's a boy, I said, you know, Artie is a really good name, Artie something. And so instead it was a girl and they actually named it Sky.
So that was. Did you tell them that your partner was Sky?
After the fact.
Did you?
After the fact,
excellent,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so I said to my brother, so here we are waiting online at a restaurant, and there's people on the inside of the restaurant. We're standing outside, and there's this glass there, and people are eating. I said, Mark, I says, I'll give you $5 if you just stand there and stare at them eating. Like, just look at them staring, not saying a word. And if your tongue hangs out, I'll give you an extra $10.
You know, right? I love it. Yes, darling.
Earlier today, I was thinking about my mom. Well, I was thinking about my mom on and off. She always makes herself known to me. And I was telling a story. I totally forgot about this story. I was telling somebody a story today that the day after my mom passed away, I said to my mother, I was driving to this one friend's house in Pennsylvania. And I said to my mother, I said, Ma, I said, show me, I want to see you in Cardinals. I said, show me the Cardinals that I know that you're there. And so I'm in my friend's dining room and we're talking, you know, and she's being very nice and consoling and stuff like that. And I'm in the dining room and she has this picture window in her dining room. And I happen to look over to my right and she has this bush there and I saw 5 Cardinals.
Wow.
5 Cardinals.
Oh, Artie.
The most I ever saw in Cardinals. The
I've
most ever.
Seen.
I only saw 2 at most.
Yes.
Never saw 2 Cardinals, more than 2. 1 or 2, that was it. And I saw 5 of them, and I just could not believe
you,
how.
Did you break up? I would have been on the floor crying. And not in sadness, but in joy.
I was overwhelmed. I don't think I cried, though, but I was just overwhelmed with sincerity. Yeah, it was just like, oh, my God, how cool is that? And I just knew that she was 5 Cardinals, or like right in front of my face.
Wow.
In the bush. And it's like, and she says, Artie, we don't get Cardinals here.
Right.
Especially it was during the wintertime. And she says, this is like extremely
love.
Unusual. Oh, my
that
God.
That is a mother's love. No
wow.
matter where she is.
Talk about orchestrating a miracle, a little miracle.
There is no killing a mother's love. It's eternal. And that's your proof.
Now, with, you know, somebody who I was just speaking with was mentioning about how they misplaced their credit cards. They were going nuts because they ended up finding it, but they misplaced their credit cards. The smartest thing for everyone to do who's listening, for anybody, is if you're smart enough, write down all the credit cards you have, if you have any, if you didn't chop them all up already.
What, plastic surgery?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's a good one. I like that. Plastic surgery. I like, kudos. But if you have a string of your credit cards, write down all your credit cards, write down their number, write down the expiration date, and write down the phone number on the back of customer service, because and keep them in a safe place, right, whether it be in your safety deposit box, in your jewelry box, someplace, so that if, God forbid, somebody happens to steal it or you lost it, you could instantly call up and not panic, which credit cards did I have or whatnot. Right. It would be the smartest, wisest thing that you could possibly do.
Yes.
Is to write down credit card, because it says call this number if lost or stolen.
Right.
It's lost. It's stolen. How can you possibly call that number?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I agree.
You know, so that would be the smartest thing that you could do. Now, do that after this program, not now. Don't leave. Don't touch that dial.
Don't leave it alone.
Yeah.
That's a very smart idea. And I have done that already, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have. I have a small book that I keep hidden upstairs in my room.
Where? Where in your room?
I'll tell you
later. I want to know the black card.
And I do have all of my credit cards. I have all the numbers. I even have that little number on the back. And I do have the 1-800 numbers.
Yeah.
And the first 800 number I have is to cancel.
Right.
When you call up, you want to cancel the cards. So I do that first, because I have lost. In fact, I'm sorry, I have never lost a credit card. But my husband, on the other hand, thinks too many things at one time and forgets what he's doing at the moment. So he's always misplacing or losing. All right. So I did this out of sheer terror one time when he misplaced his wallet for 6 months. It was actually in the house, but he did not know where. So out of terror, and he had about 6 or 7 of them in there. After that episode, I made sure I wrote everything down and kept it in this book. And also good when you don't have the credit card on you, you're making a purchase and your spouse has the credit card.
Right.
So that you could look up the certain card that you need, know the numbers, the expiration date,
and
then call and order whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because I like to shop on the internet.
See, that's good. I'm not a big shopper on the internet. Once in a blue moon, and I say once in a blue moon.
You can get a lot of good buys, though.
I know. But, you know, as far as the only thing that I'm against about with shopping on the internet, if you have to buy anything to size, like if you're buying clothes or something like
that.
Really?
Yeah.
So especially if you're getting something where it needs to fit just so. And, you know, I don't know. Unless if you're just buying a general, you know, large, medium, or this color or that color, that's different. What's interesting, what I've noticed is that, you know, recently, you know, when I've been walking in the malls, if I see something that looks really good on the mannequin, I go, I got to have it. And I've been spending a little more than normal for certain articles of clothing. And I bought this gorgeous jacket that was on a mannequin in Coronado. And I just said, my brother Marty, I go, look at this beautiful piece. It has my name written all over it. He goes, try it on.
Excellent.
And so I went inside.
Is it leather?
And I looked at it. I go, man, this is sharp. And it's not leather. It looks like leather. And she says it's made out of some kind of a synthetic material. And it looks 100% like leather, like a brownish type of leather. And she says you can get this wet and it won't ruin it at all.
Fantastic.
It will run
right off.
Very
smart.
And it is chic looking, drop dead gorgeous. And I said,
is it like a suit jacket or is it a shorty?
It's like a suit jacket.
Nice.
In a sense. But you know, you're walking around like, you know, like if I'm going outside as a regular jacket.
You know how
it also fits very well too, like a regular blazer jacket, you know?
There's nothing more sexier to me than a man who's wearing a pair of black pants, black shirt, and a brown sports jacket.
And with that, we got to take a break. Okay. Holy crap. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sunday morning, up with the lark. I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day.
Tune in
to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall.
welcome back, everybody. A few of our favorites. I really enjoy the Beatles. Thank you very much. We are now doing our show from Liverpool.
Oh, yes. We're going to be in England very shortly.
That's right.
And we have an audience with the Queen.
That's right. A lovely time in the castle.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful.
My eyes just dropped.
Uh-oh. Congratulations. Her baby just dropped.
Well, thank you very much for that, sir. Do you know what I was doing in the car yesterday? I was all by myself, and I was so bored. I had to drive all the way to Keyport. And all of a sudden, I started talking like a Southern Belle.
You were?
I was.
To whom?
To myself.
To yourself.
And if somebody saw me in the next car, I swear.
Well, they would have.
I declare they would have thrown a net on me, honey.
There you go. There you go.
I declare.
But you want to know something? Yeah. A part of our topic is, beauty is only skin deep. And, you know, we all have met people, especially from the school years, where people didn't think their poop stunk, in regards to high school years, where they were so beautiful and they weren't as gracious as they could be and should be. And even though they were beautiful on the outside, they actually turned out to be not so nice looking because of their personality. Personality is where the beauty is.
Absolutely. The beauty lies in the soul.
And in the soul, it really does.
The soul is ugly, it comes out on your face.
It does.
God forgive me. I have the most amazing cousin. She has the soul of an angel. But God hit her with the ugly stick. But when you stop and you talk to this girl, you think that she's like a princess. She's so beautiful. Every word that comes out of her mouth is nothing negative. Always beautiful words, always helpful and loving, always kind. So no matter what she says, you never see that look that God gave her. Mm-hmm. You see such beauty radiating out of her. And that's so true.
When somebody is filled with love and kindness,
yes,
and positiveness,
what do you think I'm so nice for all the time?
Yeah, I see. You're trying to tip the scale. She's working on a curve here.
You know what? Because I got hit with the ugly stick too.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. Not even close.
Nah, the ugly club.
So.
Was a chopstick.
There you go. I just hit her with my hand. There's the club.
Thank you. I'm taking my Garcinia.
No, but you want to know something? A lot of times people fall in love with the exterior of the person.
Which is sad.
And they allow themselves to stay with people when they're so beautiful on the outside, whether it be beautiful or handsome, regardless.
Yes.
And, you know, and then they end up becoming caged themselves because they're always worried about, is their spouse cheating on them? Is their partner speaking with somebody of the opposite sex? Are they doing this? Are they doing that?
Jealousy.
And they are so afraid to lose what they feel is the most beautiful creature on earth.
That's terrible.
And it is terrible. And, I know this one particular couple in my mind where, she's an average, nice looking girl. She is. She's not ugly. Mm-hmm. She's an average, nice looking girl. Her husband is model handsome.
Really?
And he gets all these gigs and jobs as a model and as with print ads and commercials. He's just – there's no – it's not even a matter of opinion. He's just an all-out good-looking guy.
Okay.
And yet he is the most down-to-earth, loving – piece of puppy type of dog.
Doesn't even know.
Like he doesn't. Like he knows he's good luck, but he doesn't. He acts as average Joe as can be. He treats everybody with the same respect. He jokes around with everybody. Very personable.
I love that.
And so it was really funny because I was helping him move one time, and this is going back about 10, 12 years ago or whatnot. His name's Frank. And so I was helping him clear out stuff out of his bedroom. And his wife happened to be in the hallway listening in as we were talking in our conversations. So as I was helping him remove his bed, he goes, "Man, if these walls could talk." And so his wife walks in.
Not a good time.
She goes, "What the hell are you talking about? Talk about what?" You know. Right? And so she was like, "You're crazy. You are totally out of your mind." So.
Yeah, you know what? It's, you know, and I'm going to tell you something else. You can be the best looking person and be the real crappiest person ever. And you can be the ugliest person alive and people flock to you because you're so beautiful.
Because, well, you just contradicted yourself because you didn't finish it. Because you're beautiful on the inside.
Right, what your demeanor is.
Yeah, but still.
Okay.
And so any case, but, you know, so like what Sky was saying, that, you know, I thoroughly love being with people who have this zealous, this energy, this excitement about life and about their personality. There's nothing more beautiful than that.
Do I have that?
And no, I'm sorry, you don't have that.
Please be honest.
No.
Don't lie to me.
No, you don't have that. Does she have that? No, I'm sorry. Here, have some peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, I'll get you a chocolate turtle later and make you feel better. There you go. Don't touch the dog's food. It's right behind you. Don't. You embarrass me every time you go there. I'm impressed. She's not snorting. She's not, don't go.
It's a natural thing. I can't.
I know.
That's funny.
That's the first time. I think that might have had to do with you losing the weight because ever since,
yeah.
Like, I never heard
snort.
You laugh and you don't snort. That's
I'm not
impressive.
A snorter anymore. I'm sick.
That's great. That's impressive.
Oh, thank you.
But
but I'm glad to know that I don't fall into that category.
And everybody has their great days. You know, it's like when somebody wants to make themselves feel really good, you know, and wearing something really nice. And I always tell people, when you want to feel good on the inside, sometimes it is making yourself look good on the outside, and it's by what you wear.
Oh, and that's what I was saying.
And it helps.
That's what I was going to bring up before we went to the commercial.
Because we are going to go for another commercial right now. I know. But you will.
I will.
All right. Stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend.
That's good. All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. And we were talking about... you know, beauty's only skin deep.
That's correct. And I was trying to get something out during two commercials at the end of when we had to take a break. What I was going to say was like what Artie said about sometimes when you're not feeling so great about yourself and you want to improve your
appearance,
not even only appearance, but your mood.
Yeah.
So you go out and you buy yourself something really pretty to wear, or you just dress up very lovely. So to me, a man that wears a pair of black pants and a black shirt with a, and it doesn't even have to be with a sports jacket.
What, are we going to a funeral?
No, very sexy. A man tailored black shirt, two buttons open with a collar, black shirt, black pants, and a belt with a pair of nice shoes, black shoes. There's nothing sexier than a man that looks like that to me.
Now, which buttons are open, on top or at the bottom?
The fly.
yeah. I was saying, are we showing cleavage or is it at the bottom?
No, it's from the neck down to like the breastbone.
All right, we're showing cleavage.
And you know what? It doesn't even have to be provocative. It's just a very sexy look to me.
It's funny, as you were saying that, and I said this to you before, you know, I got pulled over the other day for talking on the cell phone. And, you know, luckily for me, I know people. And, you know, I had a police card. And I was able to get out.
He wiggled his way out.
I wiggled my way out, but by having, you know, it's a PBA card.
He gave him a reading.
And, no, not this cop. No, I didn't. I did before, but not this guy. And so one of my friends, so I was telling him the story how they got, how I got pulled over by the police, and you know, I was on the cell phone, and then but he didn't give me a ticket. He goes, really? He goes, what did you do? What did you say? I go, no, I said I just showed him cleavage.
And she was sitting in the back seat cleaving.
There you go.
No, that's funny. But,
No, but I always tell people, like, if you want to feel better about yourself,
yeah,
it really is. It's important to wear clothes. You know, and you don't always have to wear hand-me-down clothes, although sometimes hand-me-down clothes are drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh,
regardless.
Yes.
But also, you know, does the color look right on you? It expresses your moods. A lot of people wear black and gray because it's their comfort zone.
Yes, but it's also very sexy looking. Certain
it's sexy looking, but if it's your everyday look.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What about you? Well, what's his name? Johnny Cash?
I thought you were going to say, what's his name from The Godfather?
Oh, no. Johnny Cash, every single day of his life, he wore black.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every single day. But I'm not going to that extreme. I'm saying when a man dresses and he wants to give a very sexy look. To me, seeing a man with black pants and a black shirt, extremely sexy. I mean, I don't care. I don't even go as far as looking at it from his chin up.
That's why she loves going to funeral parlors.
And I'll tell you something. I did notice when I go to funerals, very few men wear black. Do you know that? Very few men wear black at funeral parlors. If you go to a non-Jewish...
Wait, are you talking about the funeral parlor directors or the men are going to visit the visitors?
The visitors. I've been, unfortunately, to too many funerals, too many wakes in my day. And I have noticed many men wear a white shirt or some type of a light color shirt, a sports jacket, not black, mostly either a blue or a plaid, like a soft plaid or a brown, and a pair of pants that match, like brown or khaki, but very few men actually wear black to a funeral parlor. Whereas the women these days, in this era, the only people that truly wear black is their very close immediate family.
Right.
Everybody goes carte blanche.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody has that like respect anymore. I don't know if it's so necessary.
I think it's okay. Like, you know, what's his name? Is it Jim Henderson? Who's the one who created the Muppets?
Tim Henderson.
Not Tim. No.
Jim Henson.
Who is that, Bri?
Jim Henson was the creator of the Muppets.
That's it. Yeah, he had it where he purposely stated in his will, anyone who goes to his funeral, he wants only bright and white colors. That's it. He wouldn't allow anybody to go to his funeral. He said he wanted it to be a celebration, not nothing morbid.
And I'm telling you guys all right now, and this is truly in my will, when I get laid to rest, if you guys decide to have a wake, I want to be put in a pair of jeans with a rip in the knee, like I wear, a nice T-shirt, and I want to have my everyday native jewelry on and my native earrings. I want my hair to be just the way it is every single day of my life. I don't want to go around eternity with a ball gown on, waiting for a number to do a dance.
You already left your body, so it really doesn't make a difference.
I know, but sometimes you can call back your body.
Yeah. You want to know something? The coolest thing that I saw, it was on the internet where somebody who was an avid Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
Yeah.
At the funeral parlor, you saw it? They sat this guy on a lounge chair. Now, mind you, the guy was dead.
This is a little bizarre.
Yeah. The guy was dead and he's lying on the lounge chair with a television clicker in his hand. And they had a loop of the Pittsburgh Steelers going on. He was wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt. And
that was his viewing with
the Pittsburgh Steeler, game going on. I don't know who he played, but
I think
hopefully they won that game.
He died for it.
Yeah,
he was dying for it. No, but this to me, that's a little bit too much. That's like almost irreverent.
Yeah. But, you know, again, that's the person's personality. And that's the way they chose to go out.
True. Just like I want to go out in jeans and a T-shirt. I do not want to get fancied up. I don't want to have my hair done with the hairspray and the makeup. Oh, no.
You want to know something? When I see girls, you know, at their weddings, and I don't like when girls get all baloney with the baloney curls and stuff like that.
Oh, I hate that myself.
It's not your natural self. You know, like these people will have beautiful hair.
Yeah.
You know, and they feel like they have to overly curl it and overly baloney it.
Right.
Baloney curls. And it's like, what are you doing?
Could you picture my hair? Bone straight hair. You know my hair.
Yes.
Bone straight with banana curls in it.
No.
How ridiculous do I look?
No.
Honestly.
No. I couldn't.
That's not me.
Forget about it.
No, but I had a friend of mine, God rest his soul. He was only 22 when he passed. And his mother and I were good friends. And she laid him out in his football jersey. Hockey clothes. His hockey stuff. And that's the way he wanted to go.
That's great.
Yeah. And I thought it was great.
Well, that's almost the same premise.
He looked happy.
You know what makes me laugh now, getting off the funeral thing? It makes me laugh because with women, it's like when they're going out with somebody, they have this long, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they get engaged, and then they cut their hair a little more, and then they get married, and then they cut it again, and then they have a baby, and it's cut even more, and it's like, what are you doing? And then they have another baby before you know it, they're bald. You know, what is this? They started off with this gorgeous hair, and they feel like, I need a change, I need a change, and they end up like chopping off this gorgeous head of hair.
Yeah, I have not cut my hair in about 30 years.
Really?
Yes, I trim it. I trim the dead ends.
But not
I have
cut
very
it.
Healthy hair.
Yeah, you do. I can tell. Yeah.
But I only make sure that the ends are trimmed, and only on a full moon, because we only do it on a full moon because we're showing spirit that we are doing that. And then we give the remaining pieces of hair that we cut off, we bring it outside.
Oh, that's good. And then they also have locks of hair. But we have to end our show, everybody.
Oh, wow.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, health, happiness, prosperity, and joy.
Friendship.
And friendship, yes. And never stop communicating to God, the Holy Spirit, and the angels, because just have blind faith. Yes. They hear you, and they will answer your call.
So much. They'll answer you, honestly.
So until next week, everybody.
We love you.
You have a blessed week. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.